Hello and welcome to another episode of the Jaw Dropping Podcast, a podcast all about peculiar stories, unbelievable facts, and perplexing oddities. And I'm joined by Will.
Hi, boy.
And John.
Hello there.
How are we doing, boys?
Yeah, not too shabby, mate. Not too shabby. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm suffering with hay fever a lot at the moment. I believe John
it's been a bad week, isn't it? I've had to start taking me pills this week for the first time this summer, actually.
I ain't taking any yet today. I fucking need to, mate. I tell you. My nose is dripping like a tap.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that I've got nasal polyps that need ripping out. I think they're called nasal polyps.
Nasal polyps?
It's basically like, it's just like a bit of flesh in your nose that grows like a teardrop. And if you don't get them cut out in time, they give you a brain aneurysm. I only found that out the other day. So I've had them for about 2 years, so I should probably get them cut out soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least if you just randomly drop dead during one of these podcasts, we're going to know why now.
Yeah.
Because of your nasal polyps.
My nasal polyps, yeah. No, that's like worst case scenario.
Is that what they're called, honestly?
Yeah, nasal polyps, I'm sure it is. Or it might be like polypus, or no. Nasal platypus? Nasal...
I'm going to have to Google this now. I've never heard of them myself, but they're
not.
Neither have I. I've heard of polyps before, but not in the nasal department.
Do you know what sets it off, I think? Because I used to sleep with the fan literally next to my face each and every day for about 7 years.
Yeah.
It's just constantly throwing shit up your nose that all your sinuses get all messed up. And yeah, they like develop these things that drop down over your like.
So they're called nasal polyps, spelled POLYPS.
Yeah, there you go.
Are painless, soft growths inside your nose.
Yeah.
Caused by excessive sleeping with fans.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't really say how it happens, but I'm guessing that's what it is. But they need cutting out. So yeah, if you shine light up my nose, you just see like these white like hanging things.
Oh mate, give me a pair of like what's it, scissors? Sewing scissors. I'll do it for you, mate. Sorted.
Oh, sounds like a good time.
Sniff them out.
I'm here for a long time.
Yeah, I won't be able to sew them shirt or anything else like that, but you can definitely cut them out for you.
Well, good. I think it's I know we learn something new every time we do this podcast, but John's got a fucked up nose isn't one of the things I was expecting to learn today.
No.
There you go.
There we go.
Right, should we start with...
and on that note, let's start with the podcast.
Let's start with the podcast. That whole bit can probably just... We could just cut that bit out.
Well.
Nah, we'll leave in John's fucked up nose. I've got some laws for you again. I've gone back to the interesting laws. The Polish Potatoes Order in 2004 makes it illegal to import into England potatoes which he or she knows to be or has reasonable cause to suspect to be Polish potatoes.
Why? We have Polish people living here, so why can't they bring their potatoes with them?
I've been to Poland, Brexit.
And they actually have some nice chips and stuff. Not chips. Well, they do have nice chips as well, but I mean like crisps.
I mean, I presume that's some sort of, I don't know, trade agreement, perhaps, or unless it's like ye olde law, I don't know. But you'd have thought that there would be Polish potatoes in Britain because of the EU, because of the agreements that we have in terms of...
The order was made after outbreaks of ring rot on Polish potato farms. So there was an outbreak of...
ring rot?
Yeah, ring rot, mate.
Yeah, sounds like that affects a human in a certain delicate area.
Yeah. Other known as bum.
What year was that, Al?
That was 2004. That was.
Okay. Not even that long ago.
Yeah.
So whose rule was that? Was that their rule or Britain's rule?
I think it was Britain's. England. English rule.
Fair play.
Or UK rule, whatever you want to call it.
Not allowed no bum rot in this country, but also don't bring your bum rot potatoes over here.
Okay,
well, I presume that's been relaxed now.
I assume so, if they haven't got any ring rot going on Polish potato farms.
I'm going to look at where my potatoes...
What is ring rot? What is it anyway?
Ring rot is a I think it's a fungal infection that infects not just potatoes, but plants.
The whole plethora of root vegetables.
Yes.
What is a plethora?
Plethora is a lot of different. Yeah. Is it many different things?
A display of.
Okay.
I've got a can't even say it. I've got a plethora of chickens. No, you say it.
Doesn't really work like that. It's more like a variety of.
Yeah, you could have a plethora of biscuits where you'd have.
So you
many
could say
biscuits.
John Hayes has a plethora of sexually transmitted diseases.
I hope not. Although I have got itchy testicles.
Lovely.
Go on, our next one.
This one is. While it's no longer an active law, it was once illegal for a lady to eat chocolate on public transport.
What? Just women?
Yeah, just women.
That's a bit sexist, isn't it? That's like saying dogs.
It was very, very sexist.
Can't wield lampposts. Is that just because, like, the only way they could get it is because, I don't know, it had to be sucked off a man's balls or something?
I can't imagine that has anything to do with it, John, to be honest with you.
Okay. No, I think it was just...
I can't really understand why that would be an issue, unless it was not just specifically chocolate and it was like women aren't allowed to eat on public transport, and as part of that it was women aren't allowed to eat chocolate.
Yeah,
I can't really understand, unless they believe that when a woman eats chocolate...
Seductively.
Yeah, I don't know, whether men wouldn't be able to control themselves or something.
I'll melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
Well, it's meant to be chocolate's meant to be like an aphrodisiac, isn't it? So
it is.
Like, and this is why women like it so much, because it's meant to stimulate them in some way. So whether that was decreed to not be,
is that why my missus loves chocolate? Bro?
Yeah, it's an actual reason.
Yeah, so ready.
How does it feel, John, that a fucking a Milky Way stimulates your missus more than you do?
Oh, to be fair, a Snickers stimulates me in some odd ways. Or a double decker.
Is that the nuts, John?
Yeah.
And it's all about a double decker. A double decker can take me any place, any time.
Oh, I do like a boost bar, though.
Yeah, don't mind a boost bar.
Yeah.
Or a star bar.
Oh, star bar.
Chocolate, to be fair. To be fair, chocolate does things for me.
Yeah. Chocolate and peanut butter, specifically. Love it.
I wouldn't choose to. If I went to a shop as a kid and was going to get like a item of confectionery, I wouldn't go chocolate ever.
Mine would always be sweets. Yeah.
To be fair, back in day, I used to go to Blackwell Post Office with about £2. Yeah, I used to get a load of sweets, not chocolate.
Because generally, sweets were cheaper than chocolate as well.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, like Freddo. How much does a Freddo cost these days?
65p, is it now? 85p?
Get out of here. That is the biggest outrage since fucking blue chicken eggs.
Okay.
It's sad for kids that don't get one penny sweets anymore.
I know,
I remember
yeah.
like, finding 2p on the floor and being able to go and get two sweets. Granted, it was only two sweets.
Yeah.
But...
What do you reckon? They might still do it with millions. You know, one penny for 1 million. You know, like,
I suppose little. That might arguably be the only sweet that would still be available for one penny.
For 1 penny.
Yeah. No, if you own those, like, dodgy
millions.
Corner shops.
To be fair, millions, mate. Oh, killer.
Yeah.
I used to get some of the cola millions. And I used to, if you get, like, just too many in your mouth so that you have to really chew. Mm. And then you go, oh, yeah, 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 and you get a ball of horrible shit in your mouth. That was my jam. I used to like that.
Love. Yeah, I know.
It's making my mouth water just thinking about it. I'm really bad for sweets. I'm so bad for eating sweets. It's like,
do you know what my favourite new sweets are? What? Are the drumstick squishies?
Yeah,
aren't they incredible?
Unbelievable! Because like, they are up there.
They do the sour ones and the bubblegum ones as well.
Yeah,
and they're
just the standard ones. And if you got the pink side and the white side, and the white side's like low-key shit, but then you eat the white side and then leave the pink side for the end, and then you eat the pink side and it's unbelievable.
I just eat like four at a time. Incredible. Well, we kind of segued a bit.
We kind of digressed a little bit there, didn't we?
So this one made me go a bit like, what? So it is illegal under the terms of the Prohibition and Inspections Act of 1998 to cause a nuclear explosion. Nuclear.
You what?
Yeah.
It's what?
It's illegal to cause a nuclear explosion.
Well, I would have thought that was pretty fucking obvious, to be honest. Because we all saw what happened in Hiroshima. And we all saw what happened in the desert. Do you know, that's one of the most messed up things I've ever seen, when they took all the bloody army personnel out to the bloody desert and made them watch the atomic bomb go off. There was people saying that when they put their hands over their eyes, because it was that bright, they could literally see every bone in their hand and vein, because it was that bright that it burned straight through their hand and still burnt their eyes.
That's ridiculous.
And then they all got radiation poison and died of cancer, mate. Like, there's many of them that got cancer from that fucking experiment.
Yeah, looking back on that, you'd say that that's just, you know, I think careless probably doesn't put it in perspective, but, you know, massively careless. But actually, they might not have necessarily realised how...
Fully understood.
You know, back then, I don't honestly think they really understood what they were making.
Yeah.
It's going to go bang.
It's going to go bang. It's going to be a really, really big bomb. Mm. I don't think they really understood the...
After effects of it.
The after effects of it. Maybe they did. Maybe I'm underestimating it. And you know, the science was clearly good enough to create it. So surely the science would have understood what they were creating.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I find it quite difficult to comprehend a person that said, yes, let's drop a bomb on a city that is going to kill however many million people.
That powerful. Yeah. And it,
but
luckily,
you know,
unluckily, it landed in a hole, didn't it? And it actually dampened the explosion of it. So it could have been a lot worse. And I know, obviously, I'm not saying it wasn't terrible anyway. But yeah. Apparently it landed in a place where it sort of, it wasn't as bad as where it was. It landed in like some hole.
It's one thing that I really probably should know a lot about, but I don't actually know that much about.
Yeah, I just actually know quite a lot about
it. I just know that, that America... Buffing. Were the only one that ones that have ever dropped an atomic bomb.
Yeah, and they dropped two, didn't they? And that was because I from our, like, a lot old history lessons, I seem to remember that people were suggesting, well, you know, I know we killed X number of thousands/million of people by dropping these two bombs, but however many people would have died if the war had continued?
Yes. Yeah, because I think that was the thing that threw the war, wasn't it? It was the surrender.
Well, it threw the war with Japan, because I could be getting this massively wrong, but I seem to think that VE Day had happened, and this was sort of the battle with Japan. There was still a battle going on with the Japanese, and I could be getting this wrong, but I seem to think there was victory in Europe, and then the war was continuing with Japan, and they dropped the two bombs, and that's the point at which Japan surrendered.
That's where kamikaze comes from, son.
Yeah. The Japanese flying the planes into...
The suicide missions.
Yeah.
Madness.
Yes. And then the last lore I have for you. So, Canadians say sorry so much that a law was passed in 2009 declaring that an apology can't be used as evidence of admission to guilt.
That's quite an interesting theory, actually. It's quite an interesting thing, because I would imagine there were a fair few people that, you know, would apologise when being accused in an interview following a crime taking place. People may well apologise without needing to apologise because they didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
And if people can take that as an offering of admittance, then you could get done for it. And God knows, maybe not so much in Canada, but in America, people get sent down for a lot less reasons than just saying sorry.
All kinds of reasons they get turned down for. I say sorry all the time, though. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Even when it's not like, I'm just like someone, but I'm like, sorry, mate. I'm not sorry.
It's just politeness, isn't it?
Politeness, isn't it?
And it's just, the thing is that people seem to think that Canadians say sorry all the time. But the only reason why that is because that comes from Americans. And Americans always joke saying, oh, Canadians say sorry all the time. But they don't. They don't say sorry any more than anybody else. It's just that the Americans never, ever apologise for anything.
So it's just the Canadians are just normal, like normal human beings, and Americans are just rude.
Yes, man.
I was quite good friends with two Canadians while at university. And... you know, they just seemed like polite Brits, with an accent. So yeah. It's no different to what we're like over here. Because I think we're seen as quite polite as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
By the Americans. But it's just because Americans would nudge, instead of nudging into you and saying sorry, they'd nudge into you, tell you to fuck off, and then shoot you in the face.
So those were the laws that I have for you. I've got a news story now. So a nurse has been reprimanded while she was wearing her PPE. What was she reprimanded for? This is in Russia.
She was reprimanded for just wearing a see-through gown and underwear, mate.
Yeah, you are very close to the truth. She was reprimanded because she was wearing a bikini underneath her transparent PPE.
Bet that perked them up, didn't it, eh? Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your father. What were his last words? What, Tweakle?
Yeah. Sweetheart.
I will. I'll post the link for you so you can have a little look.
What hospital was it in?
It was one in Russia, I believe.
Was it in Russia? Okay. Oh, well, you can't reprimand someone for that, can you?
Well, her reasoning was that it was too hot, and she didn't realise how see through her.
I'll get over. Have you seen how obviously see through it is?
Yeah, it is quite obviously see through.
I didn't realise it was that.
I've not seen this before.
It's completely transparent.
Well,
yeah, to describe this image that we're seeing to listeners, it is a woman in a see-through protective gown, looking at a tray full of medicines, and you can evidently see through it and see that she's
in the bikini. That old bloke. What's
the point?
The two old guys in the background
he must be about 75 years old with a mask on, with eyes as wide as the sun.
Definitely even looking at the fucking ass.
Even the geezer on the left, like, is laid down and he's looking at his mate, looking at her ass, going, "You know what's up." We're gonna have to start posting these links in the videos as well, so people can click and see for themselves.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Actually, we should.
Yeah, that was. Look at that. I mean, I saw it and I thought it's not a very big article, but it's one that made me laugh. So
I mean, she's in her 20s as well. It's like. You can't reprimand someone for that.
Let's be honest. It kind of reminds me ever so slightly of the Chernobyl disaster. And I understand you'll be thinking, how can this remind me of the Chernobyl disaster? Mm-hmm. But the miners who were trying to work to build a tunnel underneath the reactor,
who were
requesting fans. Because it was too hot and they didn't give them much, so they just started working bollock naked.
Yeah,
I kind of respect that. I kind of respect it though. If I don't know the story here, and I'm reading through it very quickly, it doesn't necessarily suggest that this happened, but if it was too hot and they couldn't cool it down, and you know, if she doesn't think that she's breaking the rules by wearing a bikini, then kind of hats off to her.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's not going to actually assist you in making your working conditions more tolerable, especially considering that you're having to wear full PPE and are treating patients who are sick with coronavirus.
Mm.
You know, do what you fucking want.
And she's on a male-only ward. I mean, there can't be anything wrong with it.
I think there can be massive things wrong with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree. I think if it's there to bring morale to the men and the older men, and if it just cheers everybody up and... Then, if you go to the beach, a woman is in a bikini.
It's not her. Of all the things that are going on in the world at the moment, she's done something which, you know, may perhaps be wrong, but it's not really hurting anyone, is it? She's just
I feel like it's very on the line. That's very on the line. Like, it's not. It's, you know.
She went stark bollock naked, was she?
No, she's got a sports bra on. She's not like she's wearing like the thinnest.
Yeah, and let's just if we describe the bikini very briefly, it's not like it's like one of the thong bikinis. It is what I would describe as a more covering bikini. Mm. You know, it's not like it's super revealing. Granted, it's a bikini, so it's. Yeah. Anyway, hats off to her. She can wear what the fuck she wants, as far as I'm concerned.
Same.
Cool. Right. So we're going to go into the Darwin Awards now. And for those that don't know what the Darwin Awards are, the Darwin Awards salute the improvement of human genome by honouring those who accidentally removed themselves from it in a spectacular manner. That's the official Darwin Awards quote. Have you heard of the Darwin Awards before, John?
I have indeed.
You have.
I've nearly joined them, mate. I've done a couple of stupid things.
I posted the link.
I used to love the Darwin Awards. I used to read it before bed all the time. He's one of my favourite things.
I mean, it's just so morbid, but hilariously morbid. Right, so yeah.
That would arguably be a premise for a better podcast.
Yeah, just read
to be honest with you, just going through and read. There probably is a Darwin Award podcast. There should be.
Yeah. So there's three for this year so far.
Yeah.
This is 28th of October 2019. So it's close to this year. Yeah. They said this year, but that's fine. Okay, so there's a guy that tried to climb Mount Fuji, one of Japan's three holy mountains. And he went up there to live stream and didn't wear the correct equipment, and also went up a route notorious for people who use that route to go back down, not to go up.
Right.
So he ended up dying of hypothermia when he got up there.
Right.
I'm afraid to say, Alex, that's actually kind of sad. It's not as hilarious as some of the ones I've read. Poor bloke dies freezing at the top of the mountain because he was
trying to live stream.
I thought it was going to be like the bloke that died after falling from a tree after sawing the branch that he was sat on.
Yeah, some of them are quality. So what? He just thought he'd go up there, make a nice video about Mount Fuji, holy mountain, and just froze to death. Yeah,
this is live streamed as well. He's live streamed. So on this.
Oh, so he died on camera.
Yeah, I think so. So it says, this place is slippery, getting dangerous. Yeah. He belatedly notices. I'm trying to walk by the rocks. Yes, rocks. It's a steep downhill! Does his audience hear the reassuring sound of crampons gripping the ice as he continues past the end of the safety fence into uncertain territory? Of course not. He didn't bring crampons. He was using two walking poles. That's the only equipment he was using.
I don't even know what a crampon is. It sounds
they
like
are like the things that they stick into a rock face or a wall, and then they clip themselves onto for safety. Then they put the next.
No, I think aren't crampons the things that you strap onto the bottom of your boots?
Oh, are those crampons?
Like, I think that's what crampons are. They're like the really spiky pairs of shoes that strap onto the.
I've had a bloody
points in the toes that you can jag into. Oh, rocks
I see.
I've had a bloody Caesar salad with crampons on, son.
Oh, let me chuckle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just sad. Yeah, bless him. So what? How many people were watching this as he froze to death? Did no one think to call the ambulance?
Well, he was live streaming. I don't think you expect anyone to die on live stream. You kind of think that no one's going to be that.
How old is he?
Stupid.
Yeah. He was 47.
Yeah, he probably should have known better. I mean, I'd have wrapped up in my thermals. Do you know what I mean? I'd have probably.
It sounds like someone who hadn't necessarily done the research properly.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
It's like me going to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah,
it's just a big deal
without preparing properly.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I think if I
100% prepared properly, I'd still die on Mount Everest.
Oh yeah,
100% without question, John. I'm afraid.
Yeah, people.
I've got to be honest with you. I was once in a situation that wasn't so totally dissimilar to the situation that this poor gentleman was in, where I, funnily enough, was with the aforementioned Canadian friends, and we decided to try and walk up Mount Snowdon in Wales, just because why not, really? But it was a bit impulsive, and we hadn't really prepared properly, and didn't quite realise exactly how far up it is. Quite a big mountain, you know, as it turns out. and we got to, it was sort of late spring, so probably March, early April time.
Yeah.
And we didn't realise there was still snow on top of the mountain. And so we got up, and this is, I've told people that I've climbed Mount Snowdon, but actually we never got to the top. We were probably 100 metres away from the peak. but right at the top there's a path that is really thin, and there's a really sheer drop down the side of it. And we got there, and we could see the top, and we just, it was just too dangerous, because I was literally wearing a pair of Nikes.
Oh no!
But honestly, you're taking two steps, and your feet were slipping down this mountain.
Oh no! Fuck that!
And there were people that were walking with, you know, with proper boots on, with poles,
cruise arms on, and that,
all that sort of stuff. And there were people that were walking past us, being like, "Don't even bother. You're not gonna make it."
just go back down.
So he never actually got to the peak. Quite.
I'm still waiting for fucking Snowdon to open, so I can go up there, because I think we're not allowed to Wales yet, are we? So.
Basically, yeah.
So I've got another one from 2020 for you.
Go on.
This is called the a Slack robotic effort. So this is February 2020. So this was actually in 2020. Mount Gambier in Australia. Did you go there, John, when you went to Australia?
Mount Gambier. Whereabouts is it? And I'll tell you if I was there or not.
I don't know.
If it was it just anywhere says... on the west side. Then no.
I think I'm saying that right. Gambier. Gambier. At midnight, the phone rang for Police Inspector Campbell Hill. What? Someone fell into the sinkhole? Better ring the fire department and get the rope and rescue rig. So they pull this guy out of this sinkhole, which is, you know, it says how high it is. It's very, very high. They asked people what happened, and there was a guy that did a one-armed handstand on the metal viewing platform that goes out pretty much like just over the edge.
Yeah,
I did a one-arm handstand at midnight and then slipped and fell.
Well, and landed in the hole.
And landed in the middle of the sinkhole, yeah, so they had to go down and lift him
did
back
get
up.
Him back?
Yeah, they got him back. Yeah, he was dead. He died straight away.
As you would. As you would.
Well,
see, people just do dumb stuff.
When
I was in Jamaica, they do it as well. Like, at Rick's Cafe, you have a cliff, and then you have like all different points where you can jump off into the water. And don't get me wrong, it's high. It's like a 40-foot drop. It's not small. And then there's like the cafe, and then there's like a really skinny bit of like, I don't know, dead tree or something. And the Jamaicans get on top of the cafe, climb up this tiny, say, add like another 25 foot to this already insanely high jump. And there's rocks in the water, by the way. You just have to miss them. And they just, same shit, just do handstands off the top of it and just drop in and stuff and do backflips. Shit. And I'm just, you just sat there going,
nah,
this ain't right. I mean, it looks cool. It looks cool as fuck. Don't get me wrong. But if that goes wrong, yeah. Although, I say, well, worse places to die. And remember, they're all high as bollocks. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is true.
People just do dumb stuff.
They do.
Words of the wise.
100%.
You know what I mean? He who dares. He who dares wins.
I'm just reading the last one that happened this year. Okay, so this one is called Pilot Patrick's In-Flight Shower. So it goes on about how, you know, a lot of
golden
people
shower or
have their own planes. And what they'll do is they'll fly abroad and they'll just airport hop, so they'll refuel along the way. And this guy, Pilot Patrick, 52, was up to the task of hopping his new plane home. Licensed to fly commercial aircraft, Patrick had 10,000 hours of flight time and an instructor certificate. But during the first two takeoff climbs, aviation fuel had entered the cockpit and sloshed around his feet.
Oh dear.
Yes. At the third airport...
What's aviation fuel? Just like petrol.
Yeah, but for planes.
I think it's a bit more powerful than petrol, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And at the third airport, the pilot called a mechanic familiar with the airplane and discussed the issue of the fuel leakage. The pilot told this mechanic that he had someone inspect the fuel system and they did not find anything wrong. The mechanic, however, wasn't buying it, reasonably enough.
There's petrol swimming around his feet, and the mechanic said there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, he recommended not flying until the issue, like fuel venting problem, was resolved.
So there was a problem.
But did the pilot listen?
Did he fuck?
This experienced pilot overruled the mechanic's recommendation and said he would fly the plane anyway, but as a concession to safety, he would fly with the electrical system offline. This is referred to as flying in the dark with no instruments. Patrick's decision is especially baffling because the aircraft was newly purchased and its trustworthiness is not yet established. To put the situation in plain English, during every takeoff, the cockpit got a shower of aviation fuel, yet Patrick had to ask if it was that bad. Stop flying the aircraft, his response was, "I got this."
Oh, I presume, considering he's in the Darwin Awards, that he don't got this.
Yeah.
He don't got this at all.
Subsequently, the aircraft took off from the Missoulia? Yeah, I think that's how you say it. International Airport. He found a sudden swift turn and crashed, exploding into a fireball.
A sudden turn in the air.
The pilot was likely distracted by fuel entering the cockpit and failed to maintain adequate airspeed as he returned to the airport to rectify the fuel problem.
To me, this just sounds like a geezer that wanted to die.
Yeah, it sounds like he's had a few warnings, to be honest with you. I feel sympathetic for the bloke, but...
I don't.
You know, it's sort of...
If you're not going to listen to...
You've been told twice, you know, and you're not, you know... You're doing something that you will die. You crash, you will die.
Yeah, 100%.
Take a hint.
Although saying that, there's a couple of people that ain't died from them little plane crashes. Harrison Ford, God bless him, legend, crashed on a golf course. Minor scrapes and bruises. Nigel Farage, unfortunately. Then Travis Barker, but he was in a jet, mate. And his mate died, so that is sad. And he was burnt up. And now he refuses to fly.
Wow.
Goes everywhere on boat.
That
which is arguably
that Nigel
worse.
Farage picture of him after being pulled out of that plane crash is what I look at on a day when I'm really having a bad day.
Just to give yourself a giggle.
Genuinely cheers me up.
That wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, because it was pulling a UKIP flag. That was a hilarious thing. The plane was pulling a UKIP flag when it crashed.
It is the best. It's one of the best pictures on the internet, though, isn't it?
It's really good. It's genuinely good.
He's fucking just stood there in the field next to the plane with blood.
With a bloody face, just like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, poor bloke.
Still though, that must have been scary, but
don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
Just found my old Darwin Awards books.
Oh, my God, have you?
Yeah, I don't know why we've got them, but I think probably for a little bit of toilet literature.
Yeah. Have you got any super interesting?
Started reading it on the toilet.
A young man was brought into a Toronto hospital with an arrow through his brain. The police explained that the victim had been practicing with a friend at an archery range and lost an expensive arrow by overshooting the target. The bowman searched for the thicket behind the target but couldn't find his arrow. So he called out to his friend, "Hey, shoot another one," thinking it would help him find the original. Oh. His friend complied and the arrow flew true, striking the victim between the eyeballs and piercing his brain case.
When last heard from,
he was in intensive care with survival uncertain.
Oh, they don't know whether he died.
They don't know whether he died.
Shoot another one. Fucking
hell. I just copied a couple of other ones as well. Oh, yeah, this is quite a funny one. Two 28-year-old construction workers reportedly experienced in their work fell 100 feet after cutting a hole through thick concrete without realising they were standing in the centre of the circle. Heather was wearing a safety harness to arrest his 80-storey plunge.
Oh, shit. Sad. How did neither of them notice that they were in the middle of the circle they were cutting?
One more. This is the final one I'll read to you.
Okay.
A husband who frequently asked his wife to cover his nose and mouth with her nightie during lovemaking decided to add a plastic bag to his repertoire of solo sex tools. Martin, 34, pulled a plastic bag over his head and used a vacuum cleaner to remove the air. He was found lying by the still-running vacuum cleaner, fully clothed and very dead.
What the fuck, man? Some people are kinky, aren't they?
Well, I've not seen these books in a while.
It's never going to go well, is it?
No.
No.
There are better uses to use the vacuum for than sucking the air out of you, of the thing. You could just suck
out
the
of your own lungs.
Sort of come out of your knob.
So, the Darwin Awards.
Right then.
We do like the Darwin Awards. Okay, so last news story for me. There was a man, it was quite late at night, and he's got one of them Alexa doorbell things, you know, the ones that kind of mm-hmm. let you know when something's outside. And he got a bit of a shock when he looked on the camera. What do you think he saw?
Jimmy Savile.
That would be a shock, but that's not the right answer.
Donald
Trump. Like a llama or an animal of some sort?
You are kind of close. It was an alligator. An alligator. Yeah, right. I'll show you.
What?
And it's not just
through his fucking door.
An alligator was getting on a bench to try and eat a plaque on the wall. And there's a video as well. I'll paste. Let me just paste the link. There you are. And he's trying to reach this turtle plaque, probably thinking that there was an actual turtle up there that he could eat. The video is that would be horrifying. If you open the door and you saw that on your fucking outside, like on your porch.
Oh my God. I feel like we shouldn't have to worry about dinosaurs trying to break into our house and eat us.
Let's just express to the listeners that this isn't a small alligator. This is,
no.
I mean, this is probably 7 or 8 foot long. It's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's on his chair. He's like fully looking at that turtle. Like, oh fuck! How did he not hear that?
Oh, well, he did obviously because he was watching the video.
You'd open the door and be like, "What the fuck's going on? Oh my God!" Oh look, now he's being stealth. I think he's clocked the geezer the other side of the door, or he's just given up. But it's cold at night, isn't it? So he ain't got much energy.
Yeah, well, I presume this is in a relatively warm place. Florida. A Florida man. Again. Everything is a Florida man.
I know, yeah. Every best news story ever is a Florida man or in Florida.
There's a fun game, I think. I seem to think that we used to play where you could go to Google and type in a Florida man and then the date of your birth and you'd be able to find a story that
I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, give it a go. Everyone try it.
Okay, let's do this.
So you just Google and say, a Florida man, and then I'll type in my birthday.
What, do you have to do full birthday? 1993 and everything?
No, I just typed in the date of birth. Here we go. Right, let me just get rid of this advertisement and I'll tell you what mine is. Police. So, a Florida man jailed after trying to barbecue all the child molesters.
Here we go.
Florida man was arrested on March 7th after allegedly trying to murder sex offenders.
Ready?
Yeah.
Florida man puts dragon lizard in his mouth and smacks people with it. Oh no.
Mine is Florida man rides a manatee, dares police to arrest him. He gets arrested.
Quality. I like that. I fucking
there we
love
go.
That.
Yeah, that's apparently. So if you're listening, all of the three people that are listening from home, play that game.
I'll do Joe's for him.
Wait, go on, do Joe's for him.
It is illegal to harness manatees. Who made a law for that?
This one's for you, Joe. The headline is Florida man drunk and naked allegedly set house on fire in failed cookie baking attempt.
What?
And then if you click on it, it says somebody donated nearly 5 pounds of weed to a thrift store. That was like the day before.
Very good.
Right, yeah, sorry. Tangent.
That was incredible. That is such a fun game. We might do that every week and just see.
Yeah, just with a different date of birth.
Yeah.
Like next week, if everyone brings their dad's date of birth, we can do it.
Yeah. 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 All right, sweet. Sounds good.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, that's going to be a new segment. A Florida man.
A Florida man.
A Florida man segment.
I might just type it in every day. Just a Florida man news.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get stories every day, mate. It's mad. I'd love to be a journalist in Florida. It'd be so much fun.
The easiest job ever.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Right, then, go on then. What's next?
That's it for me. That's all I've got.
Is that it? Says me. Theory of everything.
We've got to go into John's theory of everything. John's theory of everything.
Okie dokie. So there's a theory that Barack Obama could control the weather. So during both his terms, it was alleged that President Obama deliberately manipulated the weather to deflect attention away from the White House in times of scandal. In May 2013, after a mile-wide tornado struck Moore, Oklahoma, and killed 24 people, right-leaning broadcasters and internet truthers suggested the USAF had caused the disaster on purpose. Now, I've dived into this, and this isn't a conspiracy. Well, that might be a conspiracy, but controlling the weather isn't a conspiracy. It's called cloud seeding, and it's a type of weather modification that aims to change the amount or type of perception that falls on clouds by dispersing substances into the air that serve as a cloud condensation or ice nuclei, which alter the microphysical processes within the cloud. So basically, it makes rain speed or slow up. And there was an operation, it's called Operation Popeye, where the military actually used cloud seeding, the US Air Force, during the Vietnam War between 1967 and 1972. The highly classified program attempted to extend the monsoon season over specific areas of Ho Chi Minh Ha Trail in order to disrupt North Vietnamese military supplies by softening road surfaces and causing landslides. What the fuck, man?
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, actually. To start off with the beginning of your statement that Barack Obama could control the weather, I mean, that's pretty fucking stupid. Kind of funny, though, but I love all the conspiracy theories regarding Barack Obama because
the nicest president
the
going.
The better the president, the stronger the conspiracy theories.
It's mad.
And Barack Obama had some really, really good ones. It's fascinating that you can actually do that. I suppose we can go back to the very, very first episode that we did where Alex, I think, said there was bacteria in clouds.
Yes, yeah. So
if you control the amount of particulates that allows water to gather in clouds, I suppose you can control the amount of water that gathers in clouds,
They do it for, I was reading it, and they do it as well for like places that don't get much rain and like are experiencing droughts.
Yeah.
They do it so, like, obviously it can help the local water supply, but they do it for like to help snow and all sorts of mad shit, which I think is insane because I always thought that was like some stupid lie. And there's people out there that control the weather. So if we can control the weather, why is England so shit in the winter?
Yeah, but
sunflowers in the air or something.
There's a difference between adapting or making something happen and actually controlling the global weather.
Just tie a rope around the sun, pull it a bit closer. Elon,
apparently this May is going to be the driest May in history or whatever.
Yeah.
And what's the problem? You know, just fucking create a cloud over Ipswich and get it to rain.
Do you know what I mean? If you can control the weather by dispersing like these little fucking ice particles into the atmosphere, then don't complain that it's the driest on record. Do you know what I mean? Get some weather clouds over.
I do think that's kind of scary. That's kind of like we talk about playing God and sort of playing God with technology last week, but being able to play God by creating
nature.
Weather. I'm not sure it's something that I particularly want humans to fuck with.
Nah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it does all right, and I don't particularly want humans to start messing around with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I have no complaints. I mean, I wish you know, the winters were a bit warmer and a bit less bleak here. But I tell you what, the past three summers we've had in England have been a bit of blinding, sir. Every summer I'm needing fucking eye shields.
It's sunglasses.
Yeah, honestly though, how fucking incredible would have this month been if we weren't in lockdown?
Well, the past 2.5 months.
Mate, I would have
lockdown
been.
Started, there was like 1 week where it went cold again. And then
I would have been,
amazing.
If this lockdown hadn't occurred, I would be in the med right now.
Well, you don't need to be in the med, do you?
Well, I can't be in the med at the moment.
You've got the med outside right now. Well, yeah, no, not really. But America's all opened their gates to everything already. Like, the gyms are open. It's a madness.
Are you
it's a
kidding
madness.
Me?
Yeah, and they'll suffer because of it. Yeah. To be honest with you, John, yeah. I wouldn't want to
give
be.
It 2 weeks.
I was
weeks.
Just having a chat with my parents, actually, and I'm so fucking pessimistic about how this is all going to happen. Because, yeah. Anyway, John, have you got any more theories?
I haven't really got more theories per se, but I have got my funny little quirky facts.
Okay.
This one made me go. Oh no! Right, yeah, no. There's something, a story that I saw. Where was it? Oh my god! So a woman in. Anyway, I'll tell you what it was because I can remember what it was.
Yeah.
Basically, in 1962, there was a woman, and I can't remember her name because I've deleted it off my phone like an absolute retard. That lay in her front room, asleep, and she is the only known woman to be hit by a meteorite. She was sleeping on a sofa, and it came through the roof and hit her in the stomach, and there's a picture of her with the meteorite and everything, and with scientists around her, with the biggest bruise you'll ever see, and it's a good job she was
Wait,
gelatinous.
Wait, it didn't kill her?
It didn't kill her, man! It didn't
well,
kill her.
If it came through the roof, I would imagine that the velocity
the
had
yeah.
reduced somewhat.
I suppose. If it's gone if through the roof,
now, I'm sure I'll find
the,
it.
The loft, the floor, to then hit her.
Yeah.
But still, yes, to go all the way through without hitting anything proper solid.
Yeah, exactly.
It was in Alabama. Of course, and the meteorite is actually still. It's in a museum now. It's called Sylacauga, and it's called Hodges meteorite because a fragment of it struck Anne Elizabeth Fowler Hodges. Yeah, so I feel like we should be able to sleep in our own home without having to get the fear of worrying of getting hit by a fucking space rock, man. I don't need that anxiety.
I have a question for you, John. I have a question for you, John. Would you take being hit by a meteorite to then have a meteorite named after you?
It depends where it hit me. If it hit me on me toe, maybe. But if it hit me on the head, no. Actually, no.
In the same circumstances as her. If it hit you bang in the stomach.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen the bruise it left? Type it in now. Anne Elizabeth Hodges.
Okay. I would. 100%.
Would you?
100%. Yeah. You'd have a meteor named after you.
Well, as long as it didn't kill me. But I don't need that anxiety, mate, of walking around every day thinking something's going to fall from space and fucking knock my head off.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but that's bruise.
Yeah, mate. Look at the size of the rock there. It's a good job she was asleep. Actually, saying that, no, I take it back. If someone, like, if a meteor come through the roof and it hit me in my sleep, if you go to Google Images, you can see the hole in the roof of where they stood.
Oh, gee, yeah.
And it's not a small rock, mate.
No.
It's not a small rock.
That's fairly incredible, to be honest with you.
The thing is, though, I'd want to keep it. They can't take it off me.
Yeah, you know who, I mean? Does a, what does a, who does a meteorite belong to?
Well, I would
theory,
say
it belongs to space, doesn't it?
Yeah. And they can't just come in and go, oh, that hit you, did it? Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm going to go take this rock and put it in a museum. No, pal.
Yes. Yeah. Have they not heard of finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
Exactly. Fuck off.
I did just find this, after I was reading it. I think you should have a look at that. That made me chuckle.
What is it?
It's a nice little picture that someone's done, a little cartoon picture representation.
Yeah, but they made it look like it is straight in the fucking head.
Yeah.
It says upper thigh there.
It does say upper thigh. It doesn't look
that was definitely
thigh,
not her upper thigh, was it?
No, that looks like a fucking hip.
Let me have a look.
Well, I suppose it is probably hip to upper thigh.
Yeah, second look, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, if it's hip to upper thigh, that doctor has got his right hand
right
very close to a certain place.
Yeah.
Fair play. I mean, I wouldn't give it to her, but X-Bone give it to her.
Yeah,
anyway.
She looks a bit hefty, doesn't she?
Well, we can't discriminate, and you certainly can't discriminate, so... Right, I've got a couple of...
You fucking dick. Only people who know me are going to understand what that fucking joke is.
Okay, right.
Oh, that was fucking brutal.
Right then. This is what I was saying the other day, that, you know, we were on about cats only meow at humans in the quiz.
Yeah.
My uber fact for you this week is cats decided to live with humans because humans attract rodents, making it convenient for them to stick around. They domesticated themselves. Cats were never domesticated.
I'm sorry. That is not true.
It is. It's a fact.
No, it's not. No. It's like the saying that foxes associate themselves with humans because there's waste that they can then scavenge through.
I've never heard of
associating yourself with a human doesn't necessarily mean that you're owned by a human.
John just said, I've never heard of one before.
I paid for it. Then
that
I
was
own
Will
it.
Just.
Yeah, exactly. But that's your choice to domesticate the cat. The cat is only living near humans because there are rodents/things to eat.
Yeah.
They didn't choose to be domesticated.
Is a dog domesticated?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, they're domesticated wolves, weren't they?
My argument is that there's the difference between a cat choosing to be domesticated and a cat choosing to live nearby humans.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because a fox lives nearby humans for the same reason, because it's a good food source. But we haven't domesticated foxes generally by taking them into our houses.
I see what you're saying.
It's
take foxes into their houses.
Yeah,
just
I have
completely
as well, yeah.
Dismantle your argument, but we'll leave it
there. Oh, no, which is why I very, very carefully said generally.
Okay.
Yeah. So
right. I also have this one made me chuckle. 50 Cent once challenged Floyd Mayweather to read one full page of a Harry Potter book out loud without starting, stopping, or messing up. If successfully completed, 50 Cent agreed to donate $750,000 to a charity of Floyd's choice. Mayweather decided to decline the offer.
I wonder why.
To be fair, though, if you're that rich and you've got a talent and you've mastered it and crafted it, you don't need to fucking read or write because other people can do it for you.
I mean, what's your excuse then, John?
I just read that, but I can't write. To be fair, there are some words. I've properly had to read through some of these to and look up the pronunciations of words for certain things. I got another one for you.
Okay.
Sea cucumbers breathe through their anuses.
Yep.
And cows
and you
have
just talk
best
through
friends.
Yours.
Oh, this is the come on now. There's no need for that.
Apologies.
So they
that's the other thing I would say about the weird thing about cats and dogs is that people seem to think that dogs are way more obedient than cats are because obviously they live more within homes and can be trained and that sort of thing. But the only reason that is because dogs were domesticated like 10,000 years before cats were.
Yeah,
For that sole purpose. And so if you give cats another 10 years and if we continue to treat them as we are... and
another 10 years or another 10,000 years?
Yeah, 10,000 years, let's say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Then they well may be as domesticated as dogs are.
Yeah. And they'll all be the size of lions.
Mate, could you imagine a domesticated cat? Kill! And it just fucking goes at man. I'd be gone, mate. That is a little lion. That is a tiger. That is a puma that's been domesticated. And you could put, like, weapons on it and shit. It could have, like, a little... Have you seen what was that cat thing? He-Man's cats. What were they called?
Thundercats.
Thundercats, mate. That's what we'll have. In the future, we'll have Thundercats.
All right. Have you got any more, John? Are you done? Because I'm going to bring something up.
I've got two more.
Okay.
So I'll give you this one, and then I'll give you the last one. So
yeah, that's the definition of two.
Originally, Nice one, dickhead. A groom's best man was initially supposed to serve as an accomplice in case the bride needed to be kidnapped from disapproving parents. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. I didn't know that. So that's from what, that. Surely that can't be true.
That is true.
What? So is, say it day, again. Whoa, say it again.
Like, if a, obviously, you'd like, back at, you've all seen the old American movies where, like, this geezer falls in love with a woman, the woman falls in love with the guy, they go on this mad love story, and then the parents end up disapproving, they get teared apart, and they can't get married. A best man. Yeah,
then they hit an iceberg, would help and then they you. Sink into the sea. I thought you were about Titanic.
No. A best man would go and help you kidnap that woman to marry you from disapproving parents. That's what their sole job was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what, interesting. So, John, if that's the sole purpose, right, who would you pick as your best man?
Oh, what, to steal someone?
Yeah, if the point of you picking a best man is so that they'll help steal Jodie when her family very clearly disapprove of you, who are you going to pick?
I'd probably choose Thor the Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. A big lad.
I did kind of mean out of our friends, but that's
fine. Gid's a savage, mate. You're going to have to... and her gram. They're both savages. Oh, if I had to choose one, I don't know who's more likely to fuck it up, because we'd have to be stealth silent.
Yeah.
And I feel like Joe's nose would get in the way. Callow's beard would be too reflective. Will, you're too tall. Although you're a big lad, you're about the same size. And Alex, I'd probably take Alex because he's stealth like ninja. I've seen him in latex.
What?
Or lycra. Oh no, that's.
I was going to say I have never worn latex.
Right. Anyway,
unless you use a condom.
Finally, male elephants, and I can't say this word, so just riddle me this.
Okay.
Have prehensile penis. Is that right? Prehensile?
Yeah. Sounds
male
right,
elephants have a prehensile penis which they can use to swat flies and scratch their stomachs. They can also use it as a fifth leg to support their weight. How awesome is that? I have finally, finally found my spirit animal.
It does lead me to a question, though, John. If you could have, if your penis could have one superpower or one other role apart from being a penis, what would it be?
A weapon.
A weapon.
What kind of weapon?
Yeah.
A ray gun.
No, I'd still just use it to shoot cum at people. the functionality wouldn't change. I'd just be like this.
I would. What would your penis superpower be?
A telescope. So I could point it at the sky and like look at the moon in higher resolution.
That's quality. Imagine that. Just look in the street at night, looking at your dick.
You're there,
Alex.
You're there twisting the end. The officer comes up to you. What are you doing? I'm just looking at the moon.
Looks like you're looking at your neighbour's window, though.
Oh, mine would have a very acute sense of smell.
Mate, trust me, mate. There are some places mine's been at university. I wouldn't want to have acute sense
no,
of smell.
Oh,
that was evidently a joke.
Oh, that's savage.
Yeah, I can like smell waffle. Things from afar with it. Christ. Right, Will, what is you?
Well, I think that it would be a miss for us not to speak about SpaceX and what's been going on this week, probably.
Yeah.
Considering it's been all across the news the past couple of days. It's pretty fucking incredible, isn't it, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're meant to dock today. I don't know if that's going to be live or not, but...
It is live, and it's going to be... I think it's going to be about 3:30, if I'm correct in saying that.
I will be watching that, because it's just incredible.
It's mind-boggling.
Do you know what I find really weird, though, is that... So it was shot into space, right? And then it's began on its orbit, and basically it's been slowly increasing its orbit, so it's going to be the same orbit as the space station.
Yeah.
But the nose cone, which flips up, which allows it to connect to the space station, has been open the whole time.
Yeah.
Instead of opening it just as you get to the space station...
It's been open the whole time.
They've just opened it the whole time. And once they've been to the space station and then intend to return home...
Yeah.
It doesn't close until literally the final point before then coming through our atmosphere.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. I don't understand the science behind it, but I suppose that...
Is there like laser-guided targeting that it needs to have it open for, maybe?
But, probably. Potentially, but you still wouldn't need it open until you're going into the... Don't get me wrong. Far more intelligent people have worked this out and have managed to get a rocket to space. And so I do trust that this is the right way
to do it. Do you think they haven't realised? And someone's gone, oh, fuck, that was open
the whole time. Oh, fuck, it's open. Shit, close, get it down. Close it quickly.
Nah, just leave it. It'll look like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Did you lock the back door? Yeah. Did you lock the front door?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. God, I better left the gas on as well. But I think probably the reason why it looks unnatural is because in the world, that would not be a particularly intelligent design because of drag. Because driving forwards with something that big would mean it would be really difficult. But of course, something that's out in space doesn't have that issue. So it wouldn't matter if it was open or closed or anything.
So does it not have any drag at all?
No, space, there's no drag.
Solar wind.
It's a vacuum.
Yeah, but there are solar winds and stuff. So surely there's some sort of drag. And that's why the flag on the moon, it moves. So there's got to be some sort of...
The flag moves on the moon because they push it in and they're shaking it.
No, I mean, like now, isn't there still footage of it? Like, nah.
The flag's... I don't know if the flag's still there.
It's got to be some sort of drag because surely forever that would just be going like this.
Space is a vacuum. Yeah. So there is no drag. That's why if you drop a stone and a feather at the same time...
They both fall at the same speed.
Both fall at the same speed.
But what... No, hang on. So what you're telling me is if you put a flag on the moon and fucking slap it, it'll forever just go like this.
In theory, but it wouldn't because of friction and other
and
things.
The gravity that it has.
That's what
on.
I'm thinking of. Friction. Friction is not the same as drag, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there friction that this rocket is experiences?
Well, no. So friction is between two materials together, as drag is between the particles in the air and something that is moving through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there will be friction on that spacecraft when there's like a hinge rubbing together or something like that.
Just not but the it's, space going through. Space.
Yeah.
Is that
like,
why they can just continue at 17,000 miles an hour and then turn the engines off and it just continues at 17,000?
Yeah. Yeah. It's why they use a stupidly powerful, fuel inefficient rocket to launch from Earth because they need the power, and then it switches to the really super efficient fuel using but it doesn't increase the speed as much but they need it because they need the fuel to last a long time when they're in space and they don't need to push very hard to go very fast whereas to leave the Earth atmosphere that's what they need.
And they're still doing they're still moving, you know. So that I was watching earlier and they did the final blast, which was 30 seconds long to basically move, this is my understanding, I'm sure there's But I was going to say, I'm sure there's some intelligent physician who is not physician,
physician.
Physicist who is listening to this. But there's probably not, considering there's only about 14 people that will listen to this. Yeah. But I understand it that it's been moving around the Earth, and all they've been doing is basically blasting it so it's further out in the orbit.
Mm. Yeah.
So until it gets to the point where it's by the space station. So they only blasted for 30 seconds, the last one. Yeah. So they're really not moving that far.
And how much cooler does it look this time around? It's so much space age, isn't it? What you guys
100%.
Are saying.
And that's the first
rocket with touch screens in it.
Yeah.
This is what I was sort of saying to the boys earlier, is that if you think back to the old, you know, the old space
Apollo.
Shuttle. The Apollo, and then the space shuttle after that. That space shuttle basically looked like it was a Reliant Robin with wings on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It didn't look very good. As this one is what you imagine a rocket to look like.
Yeah,
it's high tech. It's smooth. It's shiny. It's just everything you would imagine it to look like, which is why it's caught people's attention. It's the best bit of PR that Tesla have done, or SpaceX and NASA have done. And as another friend Josh said, it's they're going to get so much investment because of the hype that's been around this now.
Yeah.
Imagine,
they had a 5-hour event for it, like the build up.
Imagine Coca-Cola
live stream now,
slapping their name on the side of that rocket.
Imagine
the advertisement that you'd have to have to do something like that.
And SpaceX has.
Well, yeah. And it's brilliant. And also, I think, you know, the stage one rocket, the big part of the tall rocket that came back down and landed on that
perfectly
on the drone
dead center.
Realistically, I don't think that really made that much difference. Again, this is not speaking from a point of, because they just build a new one. I don't think it makes that much difference.
Yeah,
but
I think
it's so fucking cool that it's got everybody talking, it's got everybody's attention, and they're doing things because they can.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about it.
They have the smart computers to be able to make and calculate all this shit that they can have a not even manually controlled ship catch something that also isn't manually controlled either. Like, it's all done externally. Like, yeah, we'll just have this thing and we'll catch it. It's got its own little landing gear and shit. I was like, that's fucking unreal that managed.
Did you see that the when it happened, the cameras went out?
Yeah,
just
it lost signal, and I was watching it, and I was going, oh fuck, I hope it hasn't, you know, I hope it's worked.
Yeah.
And the cameras went out, and then all of a sudden it popped up, and it was just sat
and it was there.
It was like, nah, that's just that's magic. They just put it there. It's magic.
That's what people
like,
are saying.
And though, you've got 30 seconds. Go quick, everyone, put it up. Like,
yeah.
Just a big cardboard cutout with a few guys behind it. Like, quick, hold it.
It wasn't even that. Cut out for like 5 seconds, didn't it? I reckon what cut it out is probably the force of it hitting the fucking landing on the thing.
Yeah, potentially. Potentially, but madness. So we'll see him dock later, and then hopefully you'll see him come home. And it's
I was watching.
You know what I loved about it is there's so much shit going on all over the world at the moment, and it's so impossible to stay clear of it. And it's been such a good news story. Last night we sat outside and we tried to see it go over, and we caught the space station, which was really, really bright.
Yeah,
and we couldn't see the rocket. And just for like 15 minutes, this is sound fucking camp as anything, but for 15 minutes, just everything else was forgotten.
And we were
just looking at the sky trying to see it, and it was just, it was in a world where so much awful shit is happening at the moment. It was just a lovely 15 minutes of peace. And that's my final comment.
I can't remember where you're supposed to be in the world, but you'll be able to see the two points of light get closer to each other
as
will be moving, the space station, and the other one will be moving just fast enough, and then it will slow down, and then you'll see them meet. Yeah.
Incredible.
Right, we've got less than a minute to go, boys. So, John, if you want to do an outro.
I haven't really got one this week. I don't know. I ain't got one. That's it. Fuck y'all, cool. I'm out.
Right, cheers. Everyone needs to subscribe and like and do all that kind of shit because why not, I suppose.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Dawny Podcast. Bye-bye.